Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the minimum viable podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair and oftentimes in my car. On this episode, I'm coming to you from the car, and on this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people that we often take for granted. Curiosity generally meets gratitude. And my name is Jacob, and you're a part of the best audience on the internet. In this edition, we're going to talk about how your current day experiences translate into your future adventure stories, and I have a few of these. So, to get us started off, let's remind everybody that, you know, the things that we live through where other people aren't there, we represent those items, right? So we are representative of what we do and what we think and what we say, and we are a storytelling type of people. In fact, us being able to tell stories is one of the things that separates us from other creatures on this planet. We're pretty darn good at it, and we pretty much spend a lot of money consuming it. If you have a Netflix subscription, you are paying to watch other people's stories, right? If you have ever gone to the movies, then you are paying to watch other people's stories. You are paying to participate in them. If you do video games, same thing, right? You are a part of an adventure story, or you're at least a part of a story. Now, whether it's an adventure story or not isn't necessarily up to the choices you make at the time, but it also is up to how you present what you did. Somebody else will have to decide whether what you did is an adventure story or not. And for example, right, my children have been asking me from time to time questions about my past and my growing up. They're a bit curious. And I've had to tell them and remind them that, you know, the experiences they're going through, I've had those same feelings. I may have gotten there a different way, right? There is a generation gap between us, you know, so I've had different experiences that have gotten me to those same feelings. But I still know exactly what those feelings feel like when you don't get to play on the team and you don't get a whole lot of practice time or field time, or you get a whole lot of time in practice and not a whole lot of time on the field. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to want to be a part of something bigger, want to contribute, and then not have the opportunity to do that. And so I had to share that with my son, and it was a good bonding moment between the two of us. But as they've come across some of the stories and things that I've done, it's pretty interesting because it's just my life. It was no different. I was living it, and this is the way it kind of turned out. You know, I've been hit by a car before, at least once that I remember. I was riding my bike on the sidewalk, and I pulled into, sidewalk intersection type of thing, and I pulled into it, and the person driving the minivan at the time didn't see me. I think I was in my early teens, and, I got hit and rolled up on top of that minivan. Hurt my knee a bunch and really messed up the bike. And it was right outside of the police station. It's like, okay, well, this is an accident. We've got to record it. So we, you know, walk over to the police station and say, hey, we need you to record this accident. And they looked at me like we were crazy, one. And then it turns out that I ended up being at fault. Totally weird, right? I got hit by the car. It didn't stop behind the white line, right? Because the white line was, you know, across where I would have been going. But because I was riding my bike on the sidewalk, I was at fault. Right? So, you know, my parents had to leverage some version of insurance to pay for that minivan to get fixed. And I really kind of wish that hadn't happened. Now, what was also interesting was I was a bit messed up. My knee was hurting. Now, I didn't need to get in an ambulance and go anyplace, right? But it was one of those, like, I just looked at the police officer, was like, hey, man, can we throw the bike in the back of the car and you can give me a ride home? And he categorically looked at me and said, no. It's like, whoa, hey, protect and serve's on the outside of the car, and you want to go ahead and said no. So I had to ride 3 miles home on a bike that was, you know, for all intents and purposes, essentially busted. And again, that was just the experience I lived through. Another thing, I was working on my 50-mile bike ride for my bicycling merit badge. And I'm riding my bike and my left crank arm, right? So the crank arm connects the pedal and allows the thing to turn. My crank arm comes off, right? Like it started getting loose and then eventually it just came off. It wasn't very well manufactured. Those things happen. And I was like halfway through the ride or three quarters of the way through the ride, so I didn't want to finish it off. I didn't want to not finish that requirement. So I rode the rest of the way home on one pedal. Yep. Yeah, I can't remember how many miles, but it was essentially one pedal on the way home. I put my foot on part of the frame, my left foot on part of the frame, and then cranked home with my right foot the rest of the way home. Got home and I was just absolutely exhausted. And I'm not sure if my right leg was larger than the other one by the time I finished, but it was definitely an interesting ride. And Connecticut has hills. So I did that in Connecticut and there were definitely some hills. And then there's all kinds of stories of, you know, what I did in the Army. Now, each one of these was just me living my life. I ended up in a situation and I made the choices I did at the time, and that's just kind of how things worked. And so I bring that into today, right? And that's what I want to bring into today, is that the experiences you're having now are your future adventure stories, right? As we move forward in time, as technology changes, as people change and that sort of stuff, this is going to get encapsulated with a little bit of romanticism at least involved. And it's going to be the sort of thing where, you know, this is going to be different and unfamiliar, and you're going to be asked to represent that time and experience, and you're going to have the opportunity to do that. And you'll be able to tell those things that probably seem normal and realize that you are actually living an adventure. What your day looks like today is an adventure. Right? It may not feel that way in the moment, but it's an adventure. And if we treat it that way, then when we have opportunities where something doesn't go the way we want to, or are struggling to learn something or struggling to accomplish something, those struggles are what you have as part of an adventure story. And some of them were cool enough to share, like my bike riding stories. Maybe not for you, but you listened. I love the audience here, so thank you for listening to my bike riding stories. You know, the challenge of overcoming some technical issue on a computer because you forgot a comma or a semicolon might not be the adventure story that you tell, but there are those ones out there. There's a very wonderful story about bash and globbing versus quotes, and I'll have to share that with you another time. I do try to keep these episodes short so I can be a short part of your day, give you a bit of gratitude and curiosity. I am grateful for the experiences that I've had. Some of them are really challenging, and as the course of this podcast kind of continues, I'll probably talk about them. But for right now, this is where we're at. I'm grateful for the challenges in my day and knowing that I am living an adventure, and I'll eventually have a story to tell out of it. So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links that you can find in the show notes below or at parkingthought.com. Remember, in a world where you can be anything, why not choose to be grateful?